On the Christmas best. So, kids, who's ready for Christmas?
Me.
I said, kids, who's ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many more sleeps?
Two.
Two? I thought it was three.
Two.
Is it three? Serena, why is it three? Because you count the Christmas day as well, right? Whereas my kids don't. Well, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas to you. It's such a wonderful time of the year. We certainly do get very, very excited this time of the year because it's, of course, we're going to get gifts. Who's getting gifts? Who's actually finished all their shopping? Come on, let me see it right. Okay. Okay, let me ask another question. Who hasn't started yet? Come on, let's be brave. Yes, thank you. There's some faithful people in the house. I've got to finish a few things. But it is the fact that we are going to get gifts. But the reason for this season is Jesus Christ. And that is the most important thing that we often forget in our lives that, you know, we get busy, we had to get gifts, we go online, we get it ordered, all of that kind of thing. But the greatest gift that God could give us is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So, I've got only a few minutes been given, but I'm going to go through scriptures. And my first scripture is that. So, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God created the oceans, the mountains. God created the humans so he could enjoy the creation that God created. But what happened in the Garden of Eden? There was a serpent which deceived Adam and Eve and said, well, did God really say that you cannot eat that fruit that God told you not to? And so he deceived them. And so Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the good. Knowledge of the good and evil. And as a result, I want you guys to remember this word. It's called sin entered into their heart. He was like, yeah, it is sin. It's a bad thing because God was not intended it to be that way. He wanted to have a harmonious relationship with humans, with Adam and Eve. But because Adam and Eve disobeyed, sin came into this world. And look what God said to the serpent. Shall we go to the previous scripture, please? He said to the serpent, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. So God has already promised in Genesis 3:15, there is going to be an offspring of a woman who is going to come and crush the head of a serpent. And now we go on from there to few generations later, God chose a guy called Abraham. And he says to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And so God made a promise to Abraham, through your son, I'm going to establish a covenant. And now we come from a promise of this coming serpent crusher that God told the serpent, and to this another promise that God made with Abraham, with his son Isaac, and with his son Jacob. To Isaac, he says in Genesis 17:19, to Abraham, this, he says, I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant. And then Jacob, who is Isaac's son, says just before he died, he says in Genesis 49:10, he says, the scepter will not depart from Judah, who is Jacob's son, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. Now, God said to the serpent, one day he will crush your head. Now, God made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, through the line of Judah, there is going to be a king coming from there. And so we move on from many generations from there to go a bit further. Let's go to the next scripture. Is there one before that? to Numbers 24:17. Listen to this again. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. So we go from the promise that God made to the serpent that he will one day crush your head, and the promised offspring to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with this scripture. And then we go on. From the line of Judah comes another promise that God made in 2 Samuel chapter 7. He says to David, when your days are over and rest with your fathers, I will raise your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body. And I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. You see, when God makes a promise to you, or a promise in the Bible, he will fulfill it. It may not happen in the timeline that we think it might, but he will surely make it come to pass. And so, we go from serpent crusher to the promised son of the patriarchs, through a line of Judah, to David, he makes his promise. And then, what's the next scripture? Is Isaiah 7:14. God chose a prophet, and he says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. That means God with us. I think it was Helen who read that scripture. And then Isaiah chapter 9, he says another promise. He says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. Like Matthew, you read that scripture where he's a wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God. He's everlasting Father. He's a Prince of Peace. God is making this promise. One day, this son, this king is going to come and deliver that which the serpent deceived in the Garden of Eden because of the harmonious relationship was broken because sin entered man's heart. And God says here that he will be Prince of Peace, and the government and the peace will be on his shoulder. Again, he will reign on David's throne over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from time on forever. You know, again, when God makes a promise, he makes it very clear. In Micah chapter 5, he says where he is to be born. He says in Micah chapter 5, the next scripture, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. And you see, God made, this is all from the Old Testament, from the serpent crusher to the patriarchs to David, and now where we are here, which is where he's about to be born. Now, we're going to go into the New Testament. So let's go to the next scripture. Well, that's just a genealogy to prove that this promised king, he indeed came from Abraham's line to Isaac, Jacob, and all of that. Next scripture, please. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Now the angel comes to Mary. Look at this. God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Thank you. The virgin name was? Mary. Okay, let's go with that. The angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found a favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. You are to give him the name. Let's say this together. Give him the name. Jesus, yeah. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will be with him, thrown off his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom never end. That was an angel t- telling Mary. Let's go see what he told Joseph. Matthew, next chapter. Chapter 1. You see, you may wonder, what is the purpose of this king? Why did God say this king is going to come, he's going to rule, and he's going to... What was his purpose? Let's see, this is the answer to that question. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name?
Jesus.
You know what his name means? Yeshua in the Hebrew. It means Jehovah saves. The Lord saves. Because he will save his people from their sins. The purpose of Jesus' arrival is that he will save his people from their sins. Remember what serpent did in the Garden of Eden. He broke their relationship with God because sin entered into man's heart. And we come generation past, generations, generations, generations. We are in the New Testament. Now God is giving a promise to Matthew saying, to Joseph saying, you are going to have a child named Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. We just looked at that scripture, didn't we? The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That is the reason for Christmas. Yes, we are happy, we are rejoicing with each other, we give gifts to each other. But on the Christmas day, I urge you, I implore you, take a moment to say thank you to Jesus for what he has done in your heart. Because Jesus has come, birthed in our hearts. And I was looking at the joy to the world. You know, one of the things, look at this line. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let the earth receive her king. He's the king. The scepter will not depart. That's the promise that God gave. Jacob, let every heart prepare him room. Make room for Jesus in your heart today. And this is what my heart was struck with this. And the hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. And my prayer and my heart for you tonight, before I finish, is that you will open your heart to Christ Jesus. Because he has come. He hasn't just come to live a life and just go back to heaven. No, he came. He was born on earth, a perfect God, come in the form of a baby. He lived a life as a man, a perfect God and a perfect human, to die on the cross for our sins. Amen? Amen. He died for your sins and my sins. And he took all our sins on his shoulders. And that is what he says. Because he will save his people from their sins. Are we saved here? Some saved people here?
Yes.
Yeah. And if you're not saved, if you do not know Christ, I urge you that you get to know Christ. Let's look at that, the next scripture really quickly. That serpent, you know, who deceived Adam and Eve here. Look what's going to happen to him. He will be hurled down. That ancient serpent who is called devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers have been thrown down. That is the purpose for which Jesus came. People thought, oh, he's going to come, the king, he's going to dethrone the Roman Empire. No, he had a heavenly perspective. That one day when we die, we're going to go be with Jesus in heaven. Amen? Amen. Let's see one last scripture and then I'm done. Let's go celebrate Christmas together. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. This is Jesus himself saying. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. Today, Jesus is giving you the opportunity. Do not harden your hearts. My prayer is that you receive Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you for giving us life, Lord. That which you gave Adam and Eve, the promise you gave Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you brought us through the line of Judah, David, and you spoke to Mary and Joseph, and you gave us Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for Christ Jesus. We thank you for coming on this earth, dying on the cross for our sins, because you have saved us from a real hell. And one day we're going to be with you in a real heaven, Jesus. I thank you for this time that you have given us. And I pray, may you reign in our hearts. May you be in our hearts. And may you come and birth in the hearts that who do not know Jesus Christ. And help them to see what you have done for them. That is the greatest gift, God, you can give this Christmas to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God be with you. Thank you for your time. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause. And we thank you for what He has done in our life. Amen. Amen. I got a fist pump. Enjoy your Christmas, you guys. God bless you. Bye-bye now.